Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back into The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. All right, Spectre is here. Spectre, I forgot that you had agreed to do this. Rob reminded me in the middle of the tease. I'm happy that he did. Today is day one of the NBA draft. Now, you and I both love the NBA, but yep. You and I both also know when it comes to the NBA draft, after about pick eight, this can just be an email. I don't need to watch it anymore.
It's definitely not a four-hour TV event.
And it's a two-day event now. They have the NBA draft today, and round two is tomorrow during the day.
I had no idea until you just told me that was true.
This is year one of them doing that. So they have now made it a two-day event. So tomorrow, basically, NBA Today, or whatever that show is called,
yeah,
they're going to do round two of the NBA draft during their actual programming tomorrow.
No chance.
A terrible idea by the NBA. So I decided is let's celebrate the draft in our own way, and this is what we plan on doing. We are doing the appetizer draft. Now, we have all discussed the rules before because you always try to find some loophole. You try to circumvent it. You try to do something different, and we don't need to do this. These are appetizers that you would order at a restaurant.
Can I ask? I did think of a question in the break.
Of course you did. Before we came here, I said, do you have a question? You said, no, I don't. What's your question?
I assume wings are going to get drafted at some point.
Yes.
You cannot draft buffalo wings and then garlic parmesan wings.
Correct.
Wings are off the table once wings are taken.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And is there a difference between bone-in and boneless? Is that two different appetizers?
I would consider those to be two different appetizers.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
That's
Thank
what
you.
I would consider them to be two different
Those
ones.
Are fair questions. Yes. I feel like those are fair
yes.
questions to ask.
You can't get honey barbecue and now we just have a
wing off.
Yeah,
we're just having a wing off.
Yeah, we're not having a wing off.
Boneless wings and bone-in wings are two separate appetizers that you can both draft.
If you get the wings, you get all the sauces that come with
Beautiful.
It, too.
Beautiful. Very happy
right.
to know.
So we have already randomized the order. Rob has the number one overall pick. Speck, you have the number two. I'm going to go 3 and 4 in a snake-style draft. We're going to draft our starting five. These are restaurant appetizers. Rob, Kamish, hit the music.
Let's just get all the nonsense, all the drama of the wing thing out of the way, because the first overall pick, I'm taking wings.
Bone in or boneless?
Bone in. Wings. Not, I would classify boneless in
Let's
a different
Let's not do that conversation.
Nuggets.
Yeah. Sauced nuggets are not what I'm picking. I am picking bone in wings with the first overall pick.
I don't hate that pick at all.
I don't hate that pick at all either.
I mean, I think it's the number one overall pick. You can certainly go left after you get the wings, and Rob will throw some nonsense out there. We've seen too many of his draft strategies.
Yep.
It was easy to get 1-1 correct. It's hard when you get to that third, fourth round. Speck, let's see how you're going to guide your team here.
I don't think this will fall back to me. So I'm going to go just a classic chips and queso.
I don't mind the chips and queso here.
I don't think I'd get it at 4 or 5.
Okay, with the number 3 and number 4 overall pick, I feel very good about these two selections. I'm going to go mozzarella sticks with the 3rd overall pick. I just love mozzarella sticks. They're really multifaceted. And you know what I'm going to go? I'm going to go a little fancier appetizer. But Rob, you and I know, whenever we've gone to a steakhouse, you know, give me a good crab cake.
No!
I need a good crab cake. You know what Maryland's about? Football and crab cakes, baby. Give me a mozzarella stick. Give me a crab cake. I'm going to go number 3 overall and number 4 overall, and I'm feeling great about my early selection.
My whole draft is ruined.
And you're going
I
up
thought
against...
one of those two would fall to me at 5.
I mean, you might be Brett Veach. I'm Howie Roseman.
That's cold. Oh, boy. I'm flustered. I'm going to take a safe player here.
Oh, here we go here. No, Rob, this is...
No, this is just a safe player.
Whenever you got to preface it with I'm going safe...
I'm on tilt right now. You took both my picks. Pepper Jack Bites.
That's an on-tilt pick.
Oh, now, my goodness.
It's a high-floor, low-ceiling second-round pick.
Pepper Jack Bites.
Love a good Pepper Jack Bite.
I can't believe I'm getting... I literally had... built my draft thinking I would not get this pick here. Nachos. Like, at a bar, you're watching the game, you get nachos for the fellas. Now,
ground beef first,
chicken, whatever, but nacho. I can't. Jalapeno bites went before nachos?
No, I said pepper jack bites.
What? Okay.
Not jalapeno poppers. Those are two different appetizers.
They're trash regardless of whatever you got. Certainly not worthy of a second round selection. I don't know if pepper jack bites were going to go drafted with Rob and I. They were going to fall off the board. They were going to be undrafted.
You're telling me I took Breland Speaks in the second
100% round? 100% you took Breland Speaks.
Kavari Russell? That's who's coming next for me.
I was sitting here being
stunned.
Like, I was like, all right, let me just get nachos off my list. No, stunned. I get nachos. I'm stuck on what to do in round three because a part of me wants to take something I know Carrington's going to take, and I don't think it's going to get back to me, and it might be a hair of a reach. It might be my FAU pick, and that doesn't matter. I'm going to take oysters on the half shell.
You were doing so well.
I do like oysters.
What?
They weren't getting back to me.
You guys were both born in the Midwest in Kansas City. You guys both can't put oysters in an appetizer draft.
I wasn't planning on taking oysters, but I do love oysters on a half shell. Rob knows, whenever we go to the steakhouse, shout out my guy at 801. Shout out to Nick. Hey, the two things I'm making sure that we get, give me the crab cake and give me the oysters. I'm not mad at this. Right now, I like Rob's draft more than I like my own. Rob knows his audience.
Give me buffalo chicken dip in the third round.
That's where I was going to go. I was going buffalo chicken dip.
I thought I could save that for the fourth round after not getting crab cakes or mozzarella sticks. That's a good third. That's a Travis Kelce in the third round.
All right. You know what? I feel good about this. You took chips and queso. That's normally not where I go when if I'm going dip.
Don't take spinach artichoke dip here. That's a lesser dip. You're admitting my second round pick. You're dropping your guy to the end of the third.
I do like spinach artichoke dip.
I gotta take it here.
I gotta take spinach artichoke dip here. Oof. I love a spinach artichoke dip. I really do. That's my favorite. I'm with you. I like buffalo chicken dip. I mean, you got the number one overall pick at quarterback. I'll take Josh Allen. That's fine. I can still win chips with Josh Allen.
I think you probably took someone a lesser Josh Allen.
All right. You know what? I'm going to take, at an Italian restaurant, I'm going to go meatballs. I'm going to go meatballs here as an appetizer.
Okay.
I like meatballs.
I think it's not even the best Italian restaurant appetizer.
I mean, mozzarella sticks is the best Italian restaurant appetizer.
I'm going to go meatballs here.
Rob with his oysters pick definitely has bruschetta just ready to go with his next pick.
I love a good meatballs here. All right, let's go through what we have really quickly. So Rob, in our appetizers draft, I ain't gonna lie, he's killing it. He's got three things that I love. Wings, nachos, oysters. You have chips and queso, pepper jack bites, which is still just ahead. You drafted Cleland Farrell in the second round. Just crazy. Buffalo chicken dip. I have had mozzarella sticks, crab cakes, spinach artichoke dip, and some good old-fashioned meatballs. You and your lady are sitting there. You got a bottle of wine. You have a pasta dish coming. You have them bring you a tray of meatballs. Always delicious. I'm going meatballs in the fourth round. All right, you guys have two appetizers apiece. We are celebrating the NBA draft this week. We're having our own draft. This is the appetizer draft.
So this is my last pick?
You have two more picks after this.
I have three picks already, though.
I know. We're going to starting five.
Starting five.
Starting
okay.
five.
Ooh, all right. I'm glad I asked that question.
We're doing basketball. We're celebrating hoops here.
My starting five. All right. Can I get away with this? I don't think Rob's going to take this. All right. I'm going to go boneless wings.
Okay. All right. Boneless wings.
I don't think you're having a bad draft. I don't love your draft.
I think I have a lot of starters. I don't have a lot of all pros.
You've been rushed right in the middle, it feels like.
Yeah, again, Carrington completely... I thought I would get one of the two between mozzarella sticks and crab cakes, and it's thrown off my entire drafting system.
I love both of those
sticks.
They're
great picks.
If I go somewhere and crab cakes are available, I'm ordering.
You got SGA and Jalen Williams in the first round.
I love them. I love them both.
You got a great core.
I love them both. All right, Rob, you are finishing out your starting five here. You got back-to-back selections. You've had a good draft so far, but this is usually where Rob...
Now, he fell off with Rob the oysters on the half shell in the Midwest. No, thank you.
This is where Rob, this is where it goes left.
Got to stick with my Midwestern roots here and take shrimp cocktail.
Where did you go to Aqua Pennies yesterday? What's going on right now?
He flew to California.
You know what? I'm not really a shrimp cocktail person. It's just the cold. I don't love it.
I'd rather have like a breaded shrimp with maybe like a sauce or something. Yeah, just a cold shrimp cocktail is not really for me.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, that's not something I would really ever order. I'm not a huge fan of it.
And for my final pick, I'll be taking crab rangoon.
I'm not mad at that.
I feel like I dominated this draft. I usually lose these things. I feel like I cooked here.
You had a very good draft.
No, he did. I love her crab rangoon.
You got two all pros and one starter. That's a good draft.
I would give Rob... I'm giving Rob an A-minus draft. He had an A-minus. It's solid.
I think it's B+. I think oysters in the third round is insane, but that's just me.
I love an oyster. I'm a little partial.
Yeah. All right, for my final pick...
Let's see where you're going to go.
I think I could get crushed for this. I love pigs in a blanket. Give me a good pigs in a blanket.
Are you having a Super Bowl party or are you going to a restaurant?
What's wrong
with pigs? Chips and queso, buffalo dips, boneless wings, and then pigs in a blanket?
Is the Super Bowl not the Super Bowl of appetizers?
No, it is. I mean, this just reminds me of Jalen Hurts with another touchdown. Cooper DeJean with another.
Yeah, and I need something comforting, so good pigs in a blanket.
That's what this reminds me
pigs
of.
Pigs in a blanket aren't good. You not like pigs in
no,
a blanket?
I do like pigs in a blanket.
It's my fifth round pick.
Rob is obviously thinking of going to a restaurant, and you're thinking about Chiefs Packers week 4. Is what you're thinking about.
Maybe.
You guys have two different thoughts. I feel great here. Getting this in the final round, I'll take calamari.
Ugh, no.
It's not for me.
You guys are both born and bred Kansas Cityans, and we've got 50% from the field with seafood.
I love calamari. That's a great dish. I'm thrilled about it. If you had to throw in one honorable mention, where are you going? So it's like just missed the board for you. Where are you going?
Probably like potato skins.
Yeah, I was going to go like...
He is ordering from the house. Like
you can't make potato skins at home.
The frozen ones, you just throw them in the oven.
Yeah, I was thinking about going like sweet potato fries. That was kind of my others.
I had Bloomin' Onion just missing.
Yeah, cheesy fries would have been a good pick. Jalapeno poppers probably up there as well. But I already had the pepper jack bite, so I didn't want to double dip.
See, I'm only getting the jalapeno poppers from Church's. I don't know if Church's is a Two Americas restaurant or not, but
I've been in Kansas City long enough to have Church's.
Okay, well, I don't know. Church's has the jalapeno bombers, and they have the biscuits with the honey glazed on the top. A+ meal.
You guys had way too much seafood.
You of all people, have a jalapeno dish? I've seen you at the other place ask for none, and you get skittish when it touches a chip.
I do like the jalapeno poppers. Now, I can some foods I'm willing to brave through it. I'll brave through it for a jalapeno.
Can I ask a after the fact question? I know we got to get out of here.
Here you go.
Could I have done a soup or a salad?
Yeah. I would have listed that as no.
Oh, you wouldn't count that as appetizer.
No, because technically that's a different part on the menu, but a lot of people have it as a starter.
Correct. I would have said that's appetizer is designed to be shared. I mean, maybe if you're out with your wife, you're sharing
that's
a soup.
That's a good point.
Like, nobody's sharing. If you're sharing soup, you're insane.
No, I think that's his point is soup isn't one because it's not shareable.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought because I would have done Caesar salad or like a lobster bisque or something, but I didn't think that was available.
If you're at a restaurant, hey, I got a salad. You guys want to eat off this? I would think you're weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Especially just pouring a cup of soup into someone else's cup. No, thank you.
All right, so let's go through the draft one more time in case you missed it. Rob has wings, nachos, oysters, shrimp cocktail, crab rangoon. Speck has chips and queso, pepper jack bites, buffalo chicken dip, boneless wings, pigs in a blanket. I have selected mozzarella sticks, crab cakes, spinach artichoke dip, meatballs, and calamari. Those are the selections in the appetizer draft.
I messed up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.